Hi, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and this is the Insight Hour. Welcome to VBSRadio.com, and if you're out there wondering where we are tonight on video, we're not able to come to you video because we are work vacationing on the big island of Hawaii, actually working more than vacationing, but we call it a vacation from our normal routine. On a holiday season, wonderful vacation in Hawaii, where we're also addressing some extremely important issues. Tonight we have a very, very important guest. His name is Phil Berg. Phil is the leading attorney, in fact, the only attorney who has been brave enough and bold enough to call Dr. Facchino, who is the public health director for the state of Hawaii, on holding back the Barack Obama's birth certificate information that would indicate that he is a fraud and should not be placed into the presidency of the United States. So we're going to hear a lot tonight from Phil Berg, who is coming to you from Philadelphia. And I'm here with Sherry Kane. I'm going to turn the phone over to Sherry in a minute, and she'll give you a little bit more of an introduction on Phil and some of her background research and into this issue, and how ultimately I'd like to ask Phil some questions that have to do with the concerns that I have with regard to his case against the government of the United States and the state of Hawaii. And our case, they seem to parallel tremendously, and you'll hear more about that tonight. At any rate, I want to welcome you to the Inside Hour. We come to you every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time. We're 7 o'clock here in Hawaii, midnight on the East Coast, and we thank you for joining us. Our sponsors tonight are HealthyWorldStore.com, where you can get the most wonderful products that deal with the most advanced biotechnologies and electrogenetics and bioenergetics that really can free us from the enslavement of the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists. So we've dealt on this program with the bad news as well as the good news. The bad news being the genocide of the drug industrialists and the power brokers that pull the strings on the puppet politicians that they give us a chance to vote for in this thing they call democracy that's actually multinational corporate fascism in disguise. And then we also deal with the world's best news. What are the solutions? And you can go to healthyworldsolutions.com, where in this week I just posted a new release. It's very, very controversial. It deals with we the parents who vaccinate our children. Are we to be held accountable for the damage ourselves for making that really poor choice? And at any rate, that's healthyworldsolutions.com. You can find my essays on the subject. Healthy World Store, of course, supports this program. You can go to healthyworldstore.com, and you can buy the books, tapes, DVDs, and CDs that I've produced over many years to bring people up to speed on what's really happening, and that ultimately looking at how we can solve every problem, every urgency on this planet with the modern revelations and the technologies that we've been blessed to receive. So I'm here with Sherry Kane, and Sherry, hi, introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi, everyone. It's Sherry Kane. As you know, I come to you with Dr. Horowitz. It's been, I guess, a few months now, right? We've been doing this radio show together, and tonight we have a very special guest on. His name is Phil Berg, and it's really interesting because that was one of the things that I studied before Barack Obama was elected. I wrote articles on Barack Obama. I made it clear to people that I was in agreement that he was a very charismatic speaker, but how this man ever became president of the United States is still unbelievable, really unbelievable. And to really know who put him there, and it's pretty much the same people that we're talking to you about every week and writing to you about in our news releases and listed on fluscam.com. Yeah, exactly, like Rupert Murdoch and David Rockefeller.
I'm filling her ear here. So I want to apologize to you folks, first of all. We don't have, because we're in the boonies of Hawaii on the big island, where actually there's not even a cell phone connect. Can you imagine anywhere in the United States that both Verizon as well as T-Mobile and AT&T have no cell phones? Well, that's where we are right now. We are in the jungle. And so we can't come to you by anything but a phone tonight. We tried earlier to get on some sort of a connection through Skype, but it just was not going to happen. And so it's like we're back in the 1800s, so I'm whispering and I'm telling Sherry is here to tell you a little bit about the people that she's talking about that really have pulled the strings on Barack Obama coming to office. And then please introduce our special guest tonight, Sherry.
So when we talk about Barack Obama, we have to look at how he became president. And again, it's unbelievable. And one of the most compelling things is what Bill Berg, who is an attorney out of Philadelphia, has done, which is done research on him. And really, his birth certificate is not a legitimate document. And he was actually, he was titled President of the United States, and he is not even an American citizen, which is really unbelievable. So I'm going to let Phil fill you in on the rest of what's going on with Barack Obama and what's going on with the court proceedings and how the filing went and where he is right now.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Go ahead. Yes. Please, Phil. Yes, go ahead. Take over for a little bit. You have a much better connection tonight than we do.
Thank you, everyone. My pleasure to be on the Inside Hour tonight. I am coming to you from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm proud to say that I filed the first lawsuit against Barack Obama, who I believe his real legal name is Barry Sotiro, and I'll go into that. I filed that on August 21st, 2008, before the Democratic National Convention. I believe, and since Obama didn't respond initially, and we've had time to investigate, I believe that Obama is not only natural born, he's not even naturalized, but he's an illegal alien, and therefore his term as the United States Senator was a fraud, and I have an action pending in court on that action stating that the salary and benefits he received as a U.S. Senator, totaling about $1 million, should be returned to the U.S. Treasury. But I'll go into that in a few minutes. I started with this because I received a phone call in August of 2008 stating that, have you heard anything about Obama not being natural born? I said, I've heard a little bit about it. And the person who called me said, well, he definitely is not natural born. And look what they placed. This had been circulating for about a year and a half before that time. So we're talking about since the beginning of 2007. And on their campaign website, significant is 2 months before I got involved, in June 2008, on the campaign website of Obama, they put up a document called a certification of live birth, trying to indicate that Obama was born in Hawaii. Since that time, that document has proven to be a phony. It's been altered. It's fraud. Everything about Obama is fraud. I really believe that he has put forth the biggest hoax in the history of our country. Let me give a plug to my website where you can find all this information out as I discuss it, but don't go there until the show's over. That's ObamaCrimes.com. 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 And we're the most legitimate website out there. There's so many other websites out there which gives a lot of misinformation.
Hey, Phil, hold on for a second. I think that your connection, if it's on Skype, is going down.
Oh, I'm not on Skype, so I don't know what.
Are you on cell phone line?
No, I'm on a landline.
On a landline? Okay, I wonder, Seth, we're asking for you. We're calling for you. Come on online. Okay, he's probably switched to a different channel right now. He's got about two or three channels running. Anyway, I pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Creator, praise you for your glorious blessings. We ask for a clear channel of communication from Brother Phil so that everybody worldwide can hear this important message tonight clearly, concisely, and may it serve you and your people to the best of our ability. Yeshua's name, praise you, amen. Okay, try it again, Phil. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, again, most of this information can be found on our website, which is ObamaCrimes.com, OBAMACRIMES.COM. And what's important right now, as I discuss this, I want everyone to think about this. When the show is over, please go to my website, read it, and then send it to everyone in your address book. It won't cost you anything. I believe about 20 million people in this country know about this. And when we can raise that number to 75 to 100 million, I think we can force Obama out of office, because I think the American public will be amazed at what's going on. A little story which should help everyone. I received an email from a woman in Texas who thanked me for what I was doing, and she related a story to me. She registered her 13-year-old nephew for school. At the end of the registration, the nephew asked the principal, said, "Can I ask you a question?" The principal said, "Sure." He said, "How come I had to show my birth certificate to register for school, and Obama did not have to show his to be president?" And I think that says it all. And if we can get the American public to know what's going on, because the national media has hidden this story, which is a disgrace. This should be the number one story by our national free press, which is not so free anymore. And it's really a disgrace. So we the people, that's in our Constitution, it starts, we the people. And also the 10th Amendment to the Constitution says anything not discussed herein reverts to we the people. But we the people need to stand up and have a peaceful revolution and demand the truth, because we are in a constitutional crisis. Everything, we're the laughing stock of the world. Everything that Obama is doing at the present time, to me, is void or voidable. And that includes this recent medical thing they're trying to shove down people's throats. They're voting on something. They don't even know what's in the bill. But let's get back to Obama. So they put this phony document out there. Can you hear me now? Because the echo went away. Can you still hear me?
Still hear me?
Okay. I think you can. The document was a phony because, first off, it was a certification of live birth. The difference between that and a birth certificate is the fact that a birth certificate has the weight of the baby, the length of the baby, the hospital name, the doctor's signature. None of that appears on this document, which they keep referring to as being the birth certificate for Obama. Huffington Post had a great article. Sherry and Doctor, can you hear me okay? I think we lost someone. Just want to check. We're in different ends of the world right now. Obama really, you know, the birth certificate gives vital information, and that information is not on this code. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. If Obama really was born in Hawaii, we would have seen a certified copy of his birth certificate, which he mentions in his book that he has, that he found his birth certificate. But even if he lost it, for anywhere between $5 and $25, he could have received a new copy of his birth certificate. Obama has spent now over $1.6 million fighting my lawsuit and the 50 or more other lawsuits that popped up around this country. That's a disgrace. You don't spend that kind of money unless you're hiding something. I think Obama has set himself up to be blackmailed. Perhaps Cuba has the documentation, because remember about a month or two ago he limited some of the restrictions on travel to Cuba. What happens when China gets this? What happens when Iran gets these documents? Because I assure you, they're out there on the black market. He has set himself up. And what is he doing? He's going around the country apologizing to the world for the United States, bowing to the Saudi king, bowing to the Japanese empire. I mean, you don't do those things. He is not promoting the United States of America. And the reason he isn't, he is a fraud. Think about it. The governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, people have talked to him for 5, 10, 15 years about running for president. And what's he say? He says, "Listen, I was born in Austria." He said, "I'm not natural born, I'm naturalized. Do you want me to be president? Amend the Constitution." What does Obama say? Obama doesn't say anything, so he's basically saying, "I don't care about the Constitution. I'm walking all over the Constitution, and I'm your president." Well, we know nothing about him. All his records are sealed. Believe it or not, his college records are sealed. Now, why would you seal your college records? I believe, and I'm the first one who came out with that, is that he sealed his college records because they will indicate that he applied for and received foreign aid, either from Kenya, where he was born in Mombasa, Kenya, August 4th, 1961, or from Indonesia, where he was adopted. And that's significant because many of the listeners out here, many of you, have adopted children or you know people who have adopted children. When the child is adopted, the child takes your last name. So therefore, in his book, Obama mentions, my parents divorced, my stepfather, Lolo Sotoro, returned to Indonesia before I did. When my mother and I immediately went to school. Well, in the 1960s, Indonesia was in turmoil. They were at war. And therefore, to go to school, you had to be a natural of Indonesia. He wasn't born there, but he could have become a natural of Indonesia by being adopted or acknowledged by his stepfather. We have on our website a copy of his school record, which indicates his name is Barry Sotoro, S-O-E-T-O-R-O, with his nationality being Indonesia, which is with his religion being Islam. And therefore, if he hasn't legally changed his name since that time, his name today, ladies and gentlemen, would be Barry Sotoro, which means he has committed fraud again every time he uses his name Barack Hussein Obama, and every time he signed to run for office in each of the 50 states. There are just so many reasons that Obama should really be in jail. And all the people think about it. People are concerned, and people say, well, you know, they think the courts are reluctant to do it because if he's forced out of office, there might be riots in the streets. Well, when I legally remove him from office, I'm going to call together all the religious leaders in this country, the political leaders in this country, and hold a massive news conference and say, whoa, everyone, why are you going to go out and destroy property? Why are you going to injure and kill people? Why? It's the fault of one person, Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Sotoro. He knows his status. You know, we're not dealing with a dumb person here. He went to Occidental College. He went to Columbia University and Harvard Law School. After that, he became a practicing attorney. But in addition to that, he taught constitutional law for 10 years. So don't tell me he doesn't know what's going on. And therefore, Barack Obama, or Barry Sotoro, his wife Michelle, Howard Dean, the former head of the Democratic National Committee, other officials at the Democratic National Committee, because they were served before the Democratic National Convention, senior campaign officials, and now senior administration officials, should all be subjected to our criminal justice system and tried, and those convicted should go to jail. Obama should go to jail and then be deported. In addition to that, think about it. Richard Nixon was involved with the Watergate. The Watergate break-in was really no big deal. What caused Nixon to finally resign from office was the cover-up. Well, we now have Obama in a cover-up because in the 11 months since he was sworn in, there's been a massive cover-up by the defending of these lawsuits fraudulently, and the fact is that he's a phony. This is the biggest hoax in our country in over 230 years. I'm not mincing words here. He's a fraud. He's a phony. You know, how come the Secret Service doesn't come to me? Because the truth hurts. And I think we have to combine our efforts and do something about it. So you have to go to my website afterwards and send this out to everyone you know, and anyone who can make a contribution, we could use it. I have the lawsuit that I initially filed was dismissed because they stated that I, Phil Berg, didn't have standing. Now think about it. They also mentioned in there that Sherry Cain didn't have standing, they implied, and Dr. Leonard Horowitz didn't have standing, and none of you individual listeners had standing. The court said that no one has standing, and perhaps in the future, the Congress should decide who would have standing to challenge the Constitution. How absurd is that? How absurd. We're not in Russia, we're not in China, or maybe we are. Obama is trying to set us into a socialist country. But we have rights to challenge this, and we should stand forth and challenge, and we're going to.
Now,
the Third Circuit.
So you're taking it to a higher court, I understand. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Where are you going now?
Right now, on that case, we were dismissed in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, but we filed for a motion for reconsideration. If that is not granted, we're prepared to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, we were at the Supreme Court on this case earlier, and people said, oh, they didn't do anything. Well, we filed for injunctions. You have a very high threshold to get injunctions, so I don't feel bad that we were turned down. I filed for an injunction to stop the November 8th, 2008 election, presidential election. I filed to stop the December 15, 2008, votes by the electoral colleges in the state capitals of the various states. I filed to stop the January 8th joint session of Congress where they counted the electoral votes, and I filed for an injunction to stop the inauguration on January 20th. Even though I was turned down on those, I don't think, I'm not discouraged. And I think when the case gets there, if the justices of the Supreme Court will do what they are, what they pledged to do and swore to do, you've got to remember, each one of these judges, each one of these justices have sworn to uphold the Constitution. So we're really in a constitutional crisis. A more significant case I have is right now pending in the Washington, D.C., well, actually, the District of Columbia Court of Appeals. I filed there what's called a False Claims Act case, or QUITAM, Q-U-I-T-A-M. Now, for the listeners out there, a False Claims Act case is used mostly in the case of Medicaid or Medicare fraud. When you think your friend, your neighbor or associate, someone is committing fraud by taking money for Medicaid or Medicare, you can file what's called this False Claims Act. The case is filed against the United States of America by the individual. In this case, it would be filed by Phil Berg individually and also as what's called a relator, R-E-L-A-T-O-R, versus on behalf of the United States of America versus Jane Doe next door. Let's use a Jane or John Doe next door. The action is typically filed in court, and the federal government is served, the Justice Department and the U.S. Attorney's Office. The neighbor is not served. Jane Doe or John Doe are not served. Why? Well, because it gives the Justice Department, the Attorney General's Office, 60 days to review the case and make a decision. They have three decisions they can make. One is that they will keep and prosecute the case. Number two, that they will turn the case over to the relator, the person bringing the action. Or number three, in very few cases, they will dismiss the case. Now, in my case, I filed the case as relator against Barack Hussein Obama, stating that he was a illegal alien and not able to be a United States Senator from Illinois. I did not serve Obama. I served the Justice Department and the U.S. Attorney. They lost the file. They misplaced the file. So I moved that I should be able to proceed, and then they came in and said, oh, we lost the file. It was a change of administration. They begged for and got more time. They ultimately took the position they didn't want to prosecute the case. Now, remember what I said before. They can prosecute, they can turn it over to the relator, me, or in very few cases, they can dismiss it. Well, they said they were going to dismiss it. And I filed for we had a hearing, very significant, since it was that case, when you initially filed, by the way, is considered it's a closed case. I'm missing the magic word here. It's a sealed case, so you can't discuss it. No one can see the docket. When we went to a hearing in court in Washington, D.C., actually, when they asked if everyone's present, said yes, they actually locked the doors. There's windows in the back on the doors. They covered the windows, and it was a sealed, closed proceeding. The case went on, but significant there, the judge came out, and the judge stated that in this circuit, the D.C., United States District Court for the District of Columbia, the Court of Appeals above us has already said that I, the judge, have no input in this case. So at the end of your presentation, Mr. Berg, it'll be up to the Justice Department and the U.S. Attorney to decide what they want to do. Well, at the end of my presentation, guess what? They decided not to proceed with the case. I filed immediately a motion for reconsideration stating if there ever was a conflict of interest, it's right here in this case. The case smells bad. Think about it. Conflict of interest, because who heads up the Justice Department and who heads up the Attorney General's office? Both persons, the same person, Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States. Now, remember, Eric Holder was on the Obama campaign committee. Number two, he was one of three individuals on a committee to select the vice president and who eventually selected Joseph Biden. And number three, he was nominated, appointed, and confirmed as the United States as the Attorney General, who is the highest law enforcement officer in their country, and he reports to and gives advice to the president. So if there was ever a conflict, I asked that he be step out and or give the case to me to proceed and or to appoint a special prosecutor. Of course, they fought me, and the court dismissed it. We're now on appeal to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, significant on this case, remember the other case back in Third Circuit Court of Appeals, which started in the District Court in Philadelphia. That case, the judge knocked me out and said I didn't have standing. Well, significant in QUITAM cases or False Claims Act cases, previous cases have already been up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has said that the relator in that case, which I am in now in this case, has standing. So I already have standing in that case. We just need the judges to realize that they should hear this case. The lower court judge dismissed it, stating it was frivolous. Well, what is frivolous about the fact that we now have someone who was sworn in as president, who I believe is a usurper, who has not shown that he qualifies to be president? The qualifications for president are very simple, not that complex. It's number one, you must be 35 years of age. Number two, you must have lived in this country for 14 straight years. And number three, you'd be natural born. Well, Obama, we believe, is 35, even though, you know, we really don't know, because the only document that ever showed his age is this document, which we have proven by our experts to be altered, to be a phony. The next, he has to live in the country for 14 straight years. There was a question about that, but I'll give him that. But the fact is, he's not natural born. We have at this point, we have more evidence than not that he was born in Mombasa, Kenya. Whereas some of our evidence is circumstantial, I believe that if we could get to trial on the issues what we have now, we would win. We have on our website, ObamaCrimes.com, we have on there in Swahili, Obama's step-grandmother, Sarah Obama, stating that she was in the hospital in Mombasa, Kenya, when Obama was born on August 4th, 1961. That, to me, is pretty strong. I mean, she was there in the hospital. Notice he talks about his white grandmother. He doesn't talk about his black grandmother. She was at the inauguration at some secondary event, but she was not at the main event. They kept her pretty contained. The other documentation we have is there's no documentation, think about it, that says he was born in Hawaii. There's some birth announcement there, but, you know, I have children who live in different states, and when my grandchildren are born, I could put an announcement there. Or what we really think happened with Obama is we think he was born in Mombasa, Kenya. We know he was born there, and that he came back to the United States, and they put a birth announcement in a newspaper. That's not significant. Also, think about it. Obama's in his 40s now. That means someone would still, in my opinion, be living that was in the hospital room when he was born. We have no one coming forth saying they were attending doctor, a nurse, or any other participant in the hospital when he was born. And I would think that person, if he was really born in Hawaii, would have came forth. Also, his stepsister, Maya, came forth and stated at one interview that he was born in Kapalina Hospital in Hawaii. And the next interview, he was born in the other hospital in Hawaii. I mean, you know, get your lies straight. And they can't do that. So, in my opinion, there's no question that this Obama is a phony, a fraud, but I need everyone out there to help us. I need you to spread the word. If we can, when we spread the word out here on Obama, when we can spread the word, I really believe that we can force him out of office. And that's what we have to do, because...
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I'm not sure. Have you heard about Raila Odinga? Have you heard anything about him?
Say that again.
Raila Odinga.
Yes. He's the person over in Kenya.
Exactly. He's a co-president of Kenya, but he was running for president, and he's apparently Obama's first cousin.
Oh yeah, yeah. When Odinga was running, Obama raised $1 million for him.
Exactly. And he went over to Kenya and he campaigned for him. Well, the history of Raila Odinga is he's a very fanatical Muslim who, when he did not win the election, he sent troops out into the street with machetes.
Sure, yeah, and you know what they did? They even started fires on churches. And
yeah,
they burnt,
blowing up churches with little babies in them. I mean, I wrote about this stuff, and people thought I was way out in left field that this is not possible. Why would they let this man even be a candidate for presidency? This is even before he was elected. That's the way the people are. People need to wake up. You need to wake up and realize that, you know, there's people out there that are trying to control us, and they're going to let anything go through the cracks if they just have to write it off. I mean, look at Bush Jr. Who believes he even went to Yale? His father just had to sign a paper, and he got his degree. Easy as that. It's all about giving money and giving favors out, and that's how people get into certain positions of power. And with Obama's case, I mean, his history is just, I mean, really, really, really disgusting. I mean, if you look at, like, his father, who was given this great degree to go to Harvard, and he took it and he didn't do anything with it. They took up candidates from Africa, and they put him into a group to take some schooling in Harvard. At Harvard, it was like a, it was during Kennedy's time. He funded it, and he so he took people out of. So just it was kind of an experiment for them for whatever reason. And they went and they took people from foreign countries, and one of them was Africa, and his father was one of the people, and he got to go to Harvard. And instead of doing anything with his degree, all he did was get drunk every single day, and then he would drive his car, and eventually he lost his limbs. And his name was Barack Hussein Obama Sr. And the next time he drove, it was like he hit a tree and he died. But he married about 8 wives, and he never divorced any of them. So he was also a very shady character. And his mother, she was really anti-America. She went overseas to Muslim countries like Indonesia and like Kenya, and she just, that's the men she married. She was really against America. She's a fundamentalist that was against American, and she was completely all-American white lady, but she was just against the way America was. She was complete socialism to the border of, like, communism. And he grew up in that. So it's no, you know, it's really no, like, surprise that he would turn out to be the way he was. I mean, we are products of people that actually raise us, in, to a sense. I mean, we know all of our values and stuff come from that. And so people don't really know his history, and they didn't really care to read a lot of the stuff that was written. And it was more like, people, you were warned. And now you have Phil out there telling you, yeah, you know, this guy is shady. You know, you can't buy what the media tells you, as we tell you all the time. The media, Rupert Murdoch has the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia. Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, among other news entities, and among most of the TV stations that you watch, that's Rupert Murdoch. He has his own pharmaceutical labs. His mother, Elizabeth, has her own research centers in hospitals that she has, and she runs over in Australia. She's 100 years old, and she's still doing that, conducting trials and research on pregnant women. And then her son Rupert's conducting trials on children. And then you have his son James, who's also has a big position. I know, Len, what was his position over in...
He's at SmithKline Beecham. He's overseeing the board of directors of SmithKline, GlaxoSmithKline, which is one of the producers of the H1N1, and they are allied with Genentech, and they license and have been distributing Tamiflu from Gilead Sciences originally, which is Donald Rumsfeld. But the question I have for Phil, I'm now engaged with asking our local county councilwoman, Emily Naoli, and our sister, Reverend Roxy Hampton, who is legislative aide to the vice chair of the county, when Dr. Facchino, who you know, actually let me introduce through you to our audience, who and what Dr. Facchino is. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, I don't have her exact title, but she's one of the officials out there in Hawaii where you are.
Yes.
And interesting is that...
Director of Public Health. She is Director of Public Health for the entire state of Hawaii.
Okay, well, last year she came out with, at the end of 2008, I think it was in October of 2008, she came out with a statement that she and someone else had observed Obama's birth certificate, and it was like sealed in their vaults. And in the law in Hawaii is they cannot disclose the information. But notice when she gave her statement in October of 2008, she never said where the birth certificate was from. She didn't say it was from Hawaii. Likewise, she didn't say it was from Kenya. I believe that Obama's wife and mother, when she came back, turned in the birth certificate and then was given a certification of live birth, because you could register children in Hawaii at that time for up to a year after the child was born. Now, significant, though, is also in June of, I think it was June or July of 2009, she came out with a statement, it might have been even August, she came out with a statement, must have been pressured, she came out with a statement, she stated that I've looked at the vital records. She didn't say birth certificate. I've looked at the vital records, and Barack Obama was born in Hawaii. Well, first off, she had no business making any statement. It's against the law in Hawaii. And second of all, she mentioned vital records. Who knows what a vital record is? She could have been looking at that Kolb. But Obama was not born in Hawaii. Facchino should be brought up for violating the laws in Hawaii. It's just this whole thing is a fiasco.
Yeah.
This should be not only, and it's a pleasure to be on your show, this should be on, and not knocking your show, but this should be on like 2020, and this should be like the number one story above the fold in every major newspaper in this country.
But Phil, we talked about who owns those papers. That is the challenge right there.
Oh, sure. No, that's the problem. I loved it about a little over a year ago, George Bush, who is still president, questioned the free press by Putin in Russia. But we don't have a free press in this country because it's controlled by three or four major corporations control all the newspapers and all the media out there. And
actually, Sherry did a beautiful job exposing the connections between the Rockefeller-created Partnership for New York City, which is the heart of the world's drug cartel. It's really the heart of the biotechnology industry. It's the heart of the vaccine production pipeline. It is the major movers and shakers that control everything about pharmaceuticals and biotechs and genetic mutations, but they're also major media moguls and shakers. We have a new term for it. We call it pharma media, like big pharma. Pharma media is what we're really looking at, and these people are, with regard to Facchino, Director of Public Health, Here's an example of what we're dealing with. Facchino has just purchased for the state of Hawaii millions of dollars of Tamiflu and is wholesaling out and highly recommending pregnant women and everybody else gets H1N1 flu vaccines that produced by Rupert Murdoch's crew et al. And the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. And ultimately, what we have learned through Sherry's beautiful research is that this whole concept of the Rockefellers partnered with Lloyd Blankfein, Goldman Sachs, that owns the major share of the other H1N1 flu vaccine, the FluMist, the MedImmune Corporation, which is AstraZeneca's subsidiary, that he's the co-chairman of the Partnership for New York City, as is the other chairman. The other co-chairman is Rupert Murdoch, whose son is the heir apparent of the Murdoch fortune, but is also overseeing SmithKline Beecham, that is another producer of the H1N1 flu vaccine, and the whole fright about H1 has been created by these media bastards, and the reality is that we, the people, are being intoxicated with the petrochemicals of the vaccines, which are virtual biological weapons of mass destruction. They've got everybody conned through their media hype and fear into taking these vaccines that Facchino in the state of Hawaii is wholesaling out. Now, when we passed a resolution a couple weeks ago, 7-1 here in the county, Facchino tried to block the resolution against We the People. And in the process of doing so, she made statements, many of them, that is on fluscam.com. If you go there, you will see the PDF file. We've posted what she wrote to the county to block the resolution for We the People, and she lied over and over again, a complete fraud. And it is not hard to prove fraud, and since that's the case, we're now calling on not only the county council and the corporate council, which is the lawyer for the corporation of the county of Hawaii, because this is a fraud when you enter into exactly what you said earlier, this concept of a government official committing fraud, which I think is called kiotam. When you enter into that realm and you are a whistleblower in that domain, suddenly now all these millions of dollars in H1N1 flu vaccine preparation and all this con to push through this mandatory vaccination, which Governor Lingle right now has literally called out the National Guard to station them into vaccine administration areas. And ultimately, this is now what we're calling on the county council, because this is a fraud that's done to a legislator in the process of penning legislation or deciding on important topics. It takes on a whole new area. It's no longer they can get away with it from us when they write us letters. We the people, when they write us fraudulent letters, we've got basically no recourse. But when they do that in a county hearing, that the legislators of the state are passing legislation and approving on resolutions and they then, these government frauds are then putting in writing their frauds, then that becomes an actionable cause, and ultimately this is now going to compel the state's attorneys to defend their whore puppet of prostitution for petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, Dr. Facchino, who has been your nemesis in this brilliant case that you're advancing for We the People.
Well, you have to continue pursuing that. We have to pursue together. We the People, you and I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, Sherry Kane, and your great listeners out there, it's time. What we need in this country, remember back over 230 years ago, we fought the British for freedom in this country. We fought to establish our country, and we have the Constitution, the greatest document in the history of the world. And after that, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. We need now a peaceful revolution to stand firm and say we're not going to take it anymore. Now, I have a concern. I'll throw it out there. If there's any listeners there, I'll take the question from them. Out there you have the Tea Party. Well, I contacted the head of the Tea Parties, and they don't want anything to do with me. You know what? The problem in this country is too many people are looking out for their own self-interest. The Tea Party people, they're raising money for the thing, or they want the feather in the cap. I don't care who wins, who crosses the line, but together we have to unite. You know, everyone's worried about Tea Party, about the taxation and all these bills that are going through. Stop and listen, everyone. If Obama is, as I say, a usurper, a fraud, and he's out of office, everything he's done is void or voidable. It stops all this nonsense that he's doing. It stops the degrading of the United States to the world. It stops his taxation. It stops the plans, the things he's shoving down our throats. Joined together, the biggest issue is he a legitimate president? He's not. Join me with Obama Crimes. At one time we had a million hits a day on our website. I want to get up to where we have 5 or 10 or 20 million hits a day. Once we get enough people around, think about it. If 75 million people know about this, one weekend we'll march on Washington and we'll bring copies of our birth certificates and we'll go around the White House and demand Obama show his birth certificate or take the helicopter one, Air Force One, whatever they call it, and fly away and go back to Chicago or go back to Hawaii or go back to wherever you want. But he does not belong as our president. We're the laughing stock of the world. We have to stop this. Let's unite about the biggest issue around, and that is the legitimacy, or really the illegitimacy, of Obama as being a president of the United States. He's not the president. If he was, he would have shown. When I filed my first suit on August 21st, 2008, I said, prove me wrong. Show me you're a natural-born citizen, and I will walk away, close down the lawsuit. Since then, I have filed 3 lawsuits. He's a usurper. He's a phony. You know, they're not knocking my door down here at the Secret Service saying I'm accusing him of something because the truth hurts. And I even wrote a letter. We're doing a book one of these days that'll come out. I even wrote a letter, 2 letters to Oprah. I figure if anyone had the opportunity to right a wrong, she would do it. But, of course, because her buddy's in the White House, she didn't do it. But I gave her all the details there, and I said you could save any kind of disgrace. You could save any kind of riot that may occur out there. But, no, she enjoys.
The money. When you get to that level, you have a choice. You either keep it and you sell out, or you have to give it up. And that's pretty much what happens. And that's what happens.
You know, she was promoting Obama.
Yeah.
Sure. No, but think about it. I did it before the election. I wrote to her saying, you could right a wrong in this country. But she's more concerned with her closest to Obama. I'm not sure because I think probably because the issue that he's black. First off, let me bring something up here. A lot of people think, and they call us birthers. The anti-birthers keeping saying that this is a right-wing conspiracy pushing forth. I am a lifelong Democrat. I'm a former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania. I've been a Democrat my whole life. I still am. I was a committee person for 31 years. I was chairman of the Democratic Party in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. I was a member of Democratic State Committee for 8 years. I was a Democratic candidate in Pennsylvania in the primaries for governor and United States Senate. I'm a lifelong Democrat. Then they throw at me the fact that I'm a racist. Well, I happen to be white and Jewish, but I'm also a paid-up life member of the NAACP. They don't know what to say to me after that. I'm doing this because there's nothing more important. Listen carefully, everyone. There's nothing more important than our U.S. Constitution. I'm doing this for the 305 million people in this country who deserve to know the truth. I'm doing this for our forefathers, and I guess our foremothers, we to be right on that, who spent hours setting up this great nation. And I'm doing this for the 1.6 million men and women who died in our military over the years fighting in all the battles to protect our Constitution. And there's another 1.6 million individuals, men and women, who were injured or maimed in battle. So we're talking about over 3.2 million individuals who have either been maimed or died protecting this Constitution. And you have Obama, who's a phony and a fraud, and he belongs out of office. We need a peaceful revolution. I don't want to raise a gun, but if all the people here unite, we have the Internet. If we didn't have the Internet, we probably wouldn't be talking today. But with the vehicle of the Internet and 10 times 10 times 10, keep doing the multiply, we can get into the millions real quick. So when the show is over, if your listeners really do what I want you to do, and hopefully Dr. Horowitz, and I know Sherry will emphasize you to do it, go to my website and spread it to everyone you know. On your address book, and ask them to spread it to everyone in their address book, and so on. If you
Get
do that,
we'll link it up with you too. Phil.
Yeah, we will post it on our websites, on several of our websites, and make sure that people are aware of it. Give us that website again.
ObamaCrimes.com.
Yeah, ObamaCrimes.com. ObamaCrimes.com. ObamaCrimes.com.
And what do we ask people to do on ObamaCrimes.com?
Well, we don't really ask much. We have all the information for them. But I ask two things. I ask you, and I guess we should put this up at the top. We ask you to spread it to everyone in your address book, to all your friends, associates, neighbors, everyone you know. Spread it to them and ask them to spread it to everyone they know. And also, if you can make a final financial contribution, this is now our 17th month pursuing this. We're getting ready to go to the Supreme Court. Just the filing in the Supreme Court because costs us between $5,000 and $10,000 the time you print up the briefs and everything else. And if we have enough money, I want to put real signs out around this country. I don't understand the intentions like of the Tea Party people. Also, there's a group out there putting signs up, listen carefully, saying, where's your birth certificate? If you see a sign saying, where's your birth certificate, and you know nothing about this, you might maybe think it has something to do with immigration. You're not going to think Obama. The group that's doing it refuses to put the signs up, which I've asked them, and so if we can raise the money, we're going to do it. The sign should read, Obama, where's your birth certificate? And if people driving down the road saw that, they might go home and Google or whatever other way they can search engine and see Obama birth certificate and realize the fraud that's being forth on this nation. Every one of your listeners must show their birth certificate 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in their lifetime. You must show it for Little League. You know, a Kolb, which Obama has up there, cannot get you into Little League. A Kolb cannot get you a passport. You need your birth certificate for a Little League. You need, in some states, for baptism, for college, for applications, for a driver's license in certain places, for marriage license in certain places. You definitely need it for a passport. So if you, each one of you, must produce it, and if you lose it, you can get a new one for between $5 and $25, a certified copy, and in any one of the states, and you can get it within a week, any place, if Obama really was natural born. But not only do I want to see his birth certificate at this point, think about it. He was adopted in Indonesia. I want to see where he legally changed his name after that. If not, he's a phony and fraud on that issue. Also, at age 10, when his mother sent him back to live with her grandparents in Hawaii, how did he get there? We think he traveled on his Indonesia passport because someone did a FOIA or Freedom of Information request and sent it to us that they didn't have any record of a passport for Obama. We think that his whole life he's been traveling on his Indonesia passport until he became a member of the Senate and now president, and then he's probably traveling on a diplomatic passport. But if he had gone through immigration on the return to Hawaii at age 10, he would have been given a certification of citizenship. It would have only showed him as naturalized. If he's naturalized, he could be a U.S. senator but not president, and maybe that's why he hasn't shown it. But also, we don't think he has anything. We think she just shipped him back on an Indonesia passport, and therefore he's an illegal alien, and he's a phony and a fraud. What else do we do with other illegal aliens? We deport them. So unless Obama can show, but really, we can do it together as a peaceful revolution, spread it to everyone you know, make a contribution here. If we can, we're going to put up signs. If we can get the American public to know what's going on, we can demand some weekend we can have 3 or 5 million people go to Washington with a copy of your own birth certificate and say, Obama, where's yours? We can force him out of office even if the courts refuse to do it. But I am pursuing my court efforts. We're in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and if they don't rule our way, we're going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We're in the D.C. Court of Appeals. If they don't go our way, we're going to the Supreme Court. We will be back at the Supreme Court, and it's going to be really a disgrace if the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't take this case, because we're just asking for the legitimacy of an individual who is the President of the United States, and I think we're entitled to that as we the people. We the people is what the Constitution starts with. The 10th Amendment refers to anything else not discussed, you know, delegated, goes to we the people. Well, you and I and Dr. Horowitz and Cherry and I, we are we the people. All the listeners out there, we the people. Let's have a peaceful revolution to demand the truth and force this usurper out of office who has degraded the United States by apologizing around the world, by bowing to the king, Saudi king, by bowing to the emperor of Japan. We, the United States, do not bow to other people. It's just not done. It's not right. But Obama is trying to take us down the drain to a socialist nation. I could go into issues, but I don't have to. The biggest issue is he's illegitimate. He's a usurper. He's a phony. He's a fraud. Obamacrimes.com is the way to go.
And, you know, I just want to bring up this comment regarding socialism. Sherry Kane just did a magnificent investigative report on the Internet. We just mailed it out in our newsletter from Healthy World Store. You can actually go get it, healthyworldstore.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see their newsletter archives. It deals with Michael Moore's film, Capitalism, which is a Lloyd Blank, Fine, Weinstein Brothers, in other words, Rupert Murdoch et al., and David Rockefeller et al., funded effort to make we the people believe that it's capitalism is inherently weak or inappropriate. We need to transition into socialism. And his next movie, Michael Moore's next movie, deals with this issue of philanthropy being part of this concept of socialism, whereby if we simply give to third parties, they're going to basically then help everybody get equal care and equal protection and services, etc. It's a complete manipulation. And what's interesting is what Phil's done here in exposing really the heart of the fraud of the Barack Obama, virtually at this point, empire. Because when you open the door behind Barack Obama, who's standing there but the Lloyd Blank Fines and the David Rockefellers and ultimately the Rothschilds of Europe and the royal family of England, who are really pulling all of the political strings as neocolonialists bent currently on creating America to be a fascist state that is equal to and probably more lethal than the Nazi socialist state that they set up back before World War II broke out. So I want to, again, encourage everybody to support Phil Berg. Attorney Berg has been at this for many, many years now, battling. He needs your support. The best place to support his work is going to his website, obamacrimes.org. Was that? Or,
no, .com.
.com. Obamacrimes.com. And then get engaged with simply, number one, spreading the word. Make a donation, please. Make a donation. Phil, I'm going to sending you some money, and also I'm going to be creating a link to your website because it's really important that people get this full measure of understanding. What we're witnessing with the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, you see, my particular area of focus has been on trying to save we the people from the socialist fascist state that they're advancing, which is like Nazism all over again. They're making America the place where we get injected under the guise of public health for disinfection. They're no longer using showers and gas. They're using vaccinations and the same manipulation through the mainstream media, the propaganda. And they've got Hollywood and Michael Moore working for them and Rupert Murdoch's pulling the strings, etc. So you realize, you begin to realize, holy smoke, we the people must stand for our own freedom as well as lives, our future of this human race, of civilization as we know it, is at gross risk. Just think about the vaccinations contain foreign genetic material, lab-created viruses. The Bayer Aspirin Corporation, folks, 2 weeks ago, it was announced, they lost a lawsuit brought on by the farmers whose crops were genetically mutated by bees that cross-pollinated, and that they lost that lawsuit because the crops, the true genetics of nature, were being corrupted. Think about it. These people are injecting man-made, mutagenic, laboratory, unstable viruses under H1N1 swine flu fright and this national emergency that Barack Obama created, and now here in the state of Hawaii, that this fraud, Dr. Facchino, who won't reveal the truth about his birth certificate and is covering up for Obama, playing ball with these folks, ultimately is calling the intoxication forward in the state of Hawaii. So it's happening in every state. We just happen to be here in the state where this fraud at the highest levels of the public health department and this litigation of Phil Berg is in practice.
And let me also point out, Len, that people just don't believe what the media tells you. I know you all love to watch Oprah. Maybe not many of our listeners, but
Sherry, I apologize. We got to end. It's 9:59, and we've got to close
the
show.
Okay. Well, I just have one thing. I mean, don't buy it. Oprah's the same person that promoted Dr. Oz, who told people to get a swine flu vaccination and said that he was going to get one and promoted it on television.
Yeah.
The same person. She promoted Barack Obama and she promotes Dr. Oz. So don't believe the mainstream media. No matter how likable they are, don't buy it, people. But anyway, I want to thank you all for being on the show, and thank you, Phil. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you, Phil. Folks, thanks so much. Visit us again next week, next Tuesday night on bbsradio.com, and I still don't think we'll be able to broadcast video until after the 5th of January when we return to what we call the Mad Land. Stay tuned right now for Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com.